The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, so it is officially past Thanksgiving, so that means crema. Full on crema.
Yeah.
Crema time. Christmas time. My favorite Christmas song makes me sound gay when I'm singing it, but I don't care.
Makes you sound gay?
Yeah. Well, my secular favorite Christmas song. Okay. It's not being religious called. And it just hits me all of a sudden, and I'll sing it in the hall or in the house. And it does. There's no way I can sing it without it making me sound gay, which is fine if I'm, you know, if I'm trying to be on Broadway or something.
Okay. It
would work. Just hear those sleigh bells ring-a-ling, ting-ting, ting-a-ling, too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. And it may be because the version that I like so much is from the Carpenters.
Oh, really?
You know, so I sing in the style of the Carpenters version of it, but not that they were gay. This singer was a woman.
Yeah. Were they married? Was that a couple?
Brother and sister.
It's a brother and sister?
Yeah.
My dad was talking about how much he loved the Carpenters this weekend. Oh, God. He went into this whole tangent about, like, which is a mistake a lot of older people make. You missed out on some good music. I'm like, okay. Well, every generation says that about whoever's younger. So give me, like, who you think is great. And he said the Carpenters, and I agree. The Carpenters are mm-hmm. great, and they have so iconic, good, so good, timeless songs. But then he started going, Jefferson Airplane. When Jefferson mm-hmm. Airplane, America, horse with no name.
I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
I hate that song.
Yeah,
and I was like, the Eagles? He goes, I never really got in the Eagles. I was like, okay, yeah. Well, they're a lot better than America.
Right, America was part of that genre called freedom rock.
Yeah.
Freedom rock, America, some of Jimi Hendrix stuff, things like that. Kind of like, Vietnam era or a little after.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
And he was like, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm like, okay, well, that's a good one. That's a great band, but don't lump them in with like those bands from the 60s and 70s. And he also pointed out the other one was, Don McLean with American Pie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just crazy.
Is he a Christopher Cross fan?
He didn't mention that.
Yeah. When you get caught between the moon and New York City. Or what was his other one? The sailing takes me away to where I'm going.
I knew that first one. I definitely knew that first one. Mm. And then he had a bunch of them. They're slipping my mind. Oh, Creedence Clearwater.
CCR.
CCR.
Mm-hmm.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Your dad likes that?
No, he doesn't. He was bringing up those. He said, I actually didn't like them, but he was like pointing out those bands of the time.
Yeah, because they were all, the ultra liberal socialist Marxist bands like Neil Young.
Yeah.
You know, that was the Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young was Neil Young in that.
Yeah.
And CCR was John Fogerty. He's full on liberal protester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so I wouldn't think your dad would like them.
No, he wasn't into that. But yeah, I mean, I was like, Jefferson Airplane, the druggy band.
Yeah. But it's not like you missed out on it. Like you can't get it.
Exactly.
If you want it. I do hear a lot of older people. You missed a lot of good music. Well, it's available. If I want to listen to it, I'll do it.
I didn't miss anything. I can pull it up at any time. And in the same note, I missed a lot of bad music too. There was a lot of bad stuff in the 60s and 70s and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bad. Really bad.
Yeah. I mean, we got Lil Nas X now. Is he good? No. But a lot of people like him.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell my grandchildren, you missed out on some good music, Lil Nas X. You're right. We got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins found this guy on the social medias. He's from Utah. And he has a little bit of an addiction. His addiction is to soft drinks. And this is the audio from the video that Riggins found of this poor fellow. And he's showing us what his addiction is like.
Part 25. Had to restock my supply and get 30 packs of soda, and the buy two packs get three free.
Let me start.
This is Life of a Soda Addict, part soda 25. Addict. Had to restock my supply and get 30 packs of soda, and the buy two packs get three free soda sale at all Kroger stores. I attacked that deal hard. 30 packs will probably get me through the weekend, and loaded it into my GMC Acadia. I bought a brand new Acadia just so I could fit all this soda for my soda hauls. Look at that, 30 packs of soda. People ask, how do you buy 30 packs of soda at once? Don't they cap it at 10? It's called hustling the systems, folks, doing separate transactions.
All right. First of all, Rob, are they going to flag us on YouTube for that Led Zeppelin playing in the background of his thing?
Quite possibly.
Does that matter? Should we just keep going? Or
I mean, all it'll do is like say that we're not going to get income from it. That one, it'll share the income with Led Zeppelin, I guess.
Yeah, but we don't get it.
I mean, we're not getting hardly anything anyway. Right, so it's fine.
Keep going. All right. So this dude has, he drinks, how much did you say? 5 gallons a day or a gallon a day?
Five.
5 gallons of soft drinks a day.
I mean.
And they're all different flavors, too. They're not just, I drink Mountain Dew, 5 gallons of Mountain Dew every day.
He's into Diet Dr. Pepper, Starry, every soda you can imagine. He's orange sodas, root beer.
Yeah, he's not fat. He's tall and skinny.
I didn't check. But were some of them the full sugar ones too? Like, did he get regular ones or just diet?
It's a lot of diet, and it's mostly zero sugar. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. But
got the aspartame.
Starts the day 4 cans. First thing, 4 cans, and he's got one of those mugs that you buy at the gas station that look crazy with the handle on it. You know,
yeah.
It's almost like a little barrel with a handle, and he just dumps. I think it holds 100 ounces, dumps cans into it with a lot of ice because he needs his caffeine. Then he goes to work, and he ends up drinking, they said the total, it was 5 gallons or 614 ounces, something like that.
A day.
A day.
Have you ever picked up a 5-gallon bucket of something, liquid?
Sure.
And how much that weighs and how much that really is, it's incredible.
Drinking 5 gallons of water a day would be impossible.
Yeah, because when I was really into weight training and nutrition and all of that, I would drink a gallon a day, and that kept me in the bathroom probably every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
A gallon of water a day is a lot.
Starts with 4 Diet Dr. Peppers, goes right to the gym. Then while he's at the gym, he hydrates because he didn't drink any water. Uh-huh. Fresca. Diet Dr. Pepper, A&W root beer while he's at the gym.
But is that how, do you hydrate from that?
Well, I added that. I don't know that he says that's how I need to get hydration, but he said I need that caffeine.
Because, I mean, I'm not asking, trying to be a smart ass or anything, but I'm just wondering if you drink something that's not water, does it hydrate the body, you know, at least some way? It would have to, right?
It would have to, yeah, it's a liquid. I mean, it's not the right liquid, but it's got to do something.
Does it say how often he's in the bathroom?
I'd have to look. Because you can only imagine, it's got to be crazy.
If you drank 5 gallons of something every day, you would be getting up at night several times to pee in your sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible.
Well, he did say, I'm an addict. So I picture it like someone who's addicted to cigarettes. We've heard of people that wake up in the middle of the night to smoke a cigarette and then go right back to bed. So it might be like that. He's just peeing instead because it's an effect of it. He has to have multiple refrigerators that he keeps in the garage just to store the sodas. And some of the sodas he's dumping into the mug and then adding the pumps of the, you know, the flavored syrups. I mean, I can't even believe it. 4.79 gallons is the amount that he's drinking every day.
Well, why has nobody gotten him to the hospital to get help with this?
What is the treatment? Do you take who's a soda addict to the hospital?
Yeah.
Do you? To a
therapist, yeah.
Oh,
an addiction center.
Yeah, yeah, maybe going to a yeah.
Take him to an addiction center, yeah.
Well, he said doesn't drink alcohol because he's in Utah, but he does love some soda. Drinking four Diet Dr. Peppers first thing in the morning, that's some wild behavior.
I wonder if he eats sweets.
He's like, does he have a sweet tooth?
Well, because, I mean, all of that, even though it's not, if it's got zero sugar, it's still meant to taste sweet.
Sure.
Like people who drink a lot of beer, or alcoholics in general, but people who do drink a lot of beer,
yeah,
don't eat sweets as much because the sugar in beer satisfies that craving.
Yeah. He is going to the gym every day. If that's something,
yeah, I mean, to raid their Coke machine,
maybe. I just can't. I thought it was a joke. I said, there's just no way, but he's been doing this series for a while, obviously.
And how could he eat anything?
Like if you filled?
Yeah. If you drink 24 ounces of a soft drink, how long would it be before you'd be ready to eat?
Yeah.
You know?
You're just so filled.
Uh-huh.
And then that
fizz on sitting on you?
Yeah. The comments were spot on, though, because somebody was like, I feel terrible if I decide to have a second Coke in a day. You know, because it's true. Yeah. If you have a Coke and you go back later, you're like, oh, am I going to drink two Cokes a day?
Unless I'm eating, I have a hard time drinking 16 ounces of Coke, or Diet Coke is what I drink.
Yeah.
At one time. I put the lid on it and put it back in the refrigerator. Or if I'm in the car, I put the cap back on it and drink it, you know, throughout the trip, wherever I'm going.
Yeah.
I can't just finish a 16-ounce Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You know, in one sitting.
Yeah.
Sitting.
Here's his, I'll show you his garage. If you can kind of get an idea of what, you know, just like a little weekend trip of soda. I mean, it's like, it's stacked up the wall, you know.
Does he say how much he spends on soft drinks?
I bet in another video he does, because he does look for the deals to save a little bit of money. Because everybody knows, if you've been in a grocery store, soda prices are through the roof. It's expensive now.
Is it? So. Easier on your financials to have a beer addiction or a Coke addiction? A Coca-Cola addiction?
I don't know. A case of beer now for like a Coors Light, Miller Lite is average $20 to $21. $20 to $22.
For a case? Like 24 beers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually it's on sale for like $21.99. Two of those fridge packs of Coke is not going to be $21. So it's probably cheaper.
You don't think?
No, but I mean, if this guy was addicted to drinking 5 gallons of beer a day, that'd be another problem altogether, but it's still, it's crazy expensive.
And does he say what his favorite is?
He doesn't. And
if he starts the day with Dr. Pepper, then surely that's the favorite.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Maybe. But he's got the variety of them. Mm-hmm. Cherries and cream, Dr. Pepper, or whatever that is, berries and cream, Sprites, Starries, Mountain Dews, Diet Mountain Dews, Fresca. He loves Fresca.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. It's one of the best sodas ever. I found out about it like 2 months ago. It's all I've been drinking.
Is it pineapple flavor?
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Okay. Yeah, my dad likes a Fresca.
Do they make a Fresca pineapple now? Is it a new thing?
Mm. I know they do flavors now.
Yeah.
But the original Fresca, I know, is grapefruit.
Because I saw a guy that does drink demonstrations, cocktail demonstrations, and somebody told him to do a Fresca pineapple with Captain Morgan, and it tastes like a cream soda. Okay. He didn't believe that it would, but it did.
They also make, like, seltzers now, I think, with alcohol in them, the Fresca company does.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
They have a blackberry, they have a peach, and they have a black cherry citrus.
Got to put that black cherry in there. DJ hates black cherry.
God, I always put it.
So people must be drinking them. I just never met them. I don't know anybody that likes those.
What, black cherry?
Yeah.
Yeah, me either. I know people that will drink them. Like if they buy a mixed flavored seltzer case or whatnot, they'll drink the black cherry. They're always the last ones to go, but they don't hate them, but they don't like them.
Yeah.
But most people I know wouldn't drink one if you had a gun to their heads.
Yeah.
It would take a lot to convince me to drink one of them.
Yeah. Can you imagine drinking three grape sodas in a row? That's unhinged. It's a lot of grape soda.
You ever had a grape float? Those are good. Yeah. Pour grape soda over vanilla ice cream. Just about any of your flavored soda waters like that. You know, the pineapple, the strawberry, the peach. Like any of those poured over ice cream is delicious.
If nobody's made a Mountain Dew float yet, that would go like, and you talked about how good it, the internet would love that content.
I don't know if that would be good.
Well, hold on a minute.
You had to get like a Baja Blast or something.
Right. And, you know, I could just be too sophisticated to like it. You know, Mountain Dew and whatnot. Any citrus soda. That's, you know, that's not for my type of people. That's for, Rob's type of
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.